There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This is Racing Lines, VSiN's Formula One betting show with the English racing expert, Mikhail Miranda. Here is Wes Reynolds.
And welcome into Racing Lines. Wes Reynolds along with Mikhail Miranda. We are going to preview the Canadian Grand Prix this week. And for the first time in 2 years, we are going to have a Formula One race. They missed the last 2 years up at the Circuit Gilles Villeneuve in Montreal the last 2 years due to COVID-19 restrictions, similar to the PGA Tour last week, who went and played the RBC Canadian Open for the first time after a 2 year stint, not being able to do so due to COVID-19. So we're happy to have the Canadian Grand Prix back on the schedule. And we will preview that race, by the way, in the second segment of this episode of Racing Lines. But first, we've got to get to what we saw last weekend at Baku, Azerbaijan. And what we saw is what we've been seeing over the last few races, and that's Red Bull dominating the circuit. And Red Bull once again goes 1-2. That's the third time that they have done that in the last 5 races. It was Max Verstappen extending his championship lead in the 2022 championship. So Max just on a roll right now, just looking at what he has done. He has now won 4 of the last 5 races. Sergio Perez, of course, won Memorial Day weekend in Monaco. It was a 1-2 finish, and Sergio Perez was told on the radio, no fighting, like Wyclef Jean tells Shakira and Hips Don't Lie. No fighting between the teammates. We got to prioritize the championship, and if you're new to Formula One, team orders are kind of a way of life in this brand of motor racing. So Sergio Perez was told up not to put up much of a fight. Let Max Verstappen get the maximum points for the championship, which he absolutely did. So Red Bull, the more things change, the more they stay the same. They go 1-2 again. But I think really the story of the weekend, Mikhail, Ferrari just keeps giving away points. They have the speed in qualifying. Charles Leclerc has done what he has done pretty much all year, and that's win pole position. I think that's now 6 and 8 races for Charles Leclerc, but they just not have had the race speed really to keep up with the Red Bulls, and they also had some engine issues. So Mikhail, get us up to date on that.
Hey, Wes, good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me on and everything. Yeah, of course, Ferrari has sort of been a very concerning team right now going forward. I've been looking at everything going on for them and Ferrari, and it looks like Carlos had a hydraulic failure, whereas Charles had a power unit failure. We still don't know what was wrong with the power unit. We're still waiting for Ferrari to divulge that information out to us. However, this is very frustrating for us because it wasn't just Ferrari, it was customer teams as well. Yes, Alfa Romeo, Zhou Guanyu had to retire. That was due to Alfa Romeo stuff. But they're also a Ferrari-powered team. Haas had a power unit failure as well with Kevin Magnussen. So there's a lot of things going on. We have to be very, very concerned now moving forward, especially Charles and Carlos, if they want to be up in this fight, if Ferrari want to be up there with Red Bull. Yes, Mercedes is still back, but Mercedes does not have reliability issues. They are still finishing the races, whereas in Ferrari, with both their drivers, with their DNFs, that's very concerning. So the thing to talk about here is, will they pull the parts out of the cars to go and get a deeper dive into this? Because if they do, they won't be able to put this part back into circulation, which means that maybe Carlos and Charles will have to take new components. And we, as we know, you only allow three components for your MGUK, your turbochargers, two batteries, two control electronics, and eight exhausts. So at the rate that Ferrari have been going through, Charles is already in his third turbocharger. And if there's something going wrong here, and they take that component out to see what's going wrong, he will have a 10-place grid penalty going forward into the Canadian Grand Prix. Now, I don't think that they're going to actually take a new turbocharger. They might take it from an older engine that had retired and taken out life. So this is going to be something very interesting to talk about and see what's going on from Ferrari's end, because if they don't get this issue sorted out close to maybe the Grand Prix coming up, I don't think that they will be back in title contention now with Sergio Perez and Max Verstappen running away with the title, especially if both drivers are with DNFs.
Right, and you look, we've only had eight races. We've obviously got plenty of time. It's a 22-race schedule, but Ferrari, as you mentioned, they keep just throwing away points here, so no time like the present to get that turned around. But, Mikhail, I want to ask you about another team, and they've been pretty much clearly, I think, the number three team on the grid this year, and that's Mercedes, who were able to capitalize on the two retirements from the two Ferraris. George Russell got on the podium, P3, Lewis Hamilton, P4, but Toto Wolff, immediately after the race in Baku, kind of cast a little doubt on if Lewis Hamilton was going to race. Lewis Hamilton, of course, says he is going to be racing in the Canadian Grand Prix, so we take him at his word. But explain to the audience what's going on a little bit with Mercedes here, because both of these drivers, when they got out of the cars after the race last week, were beat up, and we're explaining that, you know, why they are beat up. So what's going on the injury side here with George Russell and Lewis Hamilton?
So from the beginning of the year, the moment the season started, everyone has been talking about porpoising. All the teams have been talking about this porpoising effect that's going on with the cars, which, as I've mentioned before, is basically aerodynamic stall on the rear of the car, and the car keeps bouncing vertically, and it's bouncing aggressively. And now we're seeing driver's health come into play, right? We saw George Russell talk about this with his neck and his back. Now it's Lewis Hamilton at the end of the Azerbaijan Grand Prix saying, yeah, my back is gone. This is really hard. This is going to be a key role in Canada, because Canada also is a low downforce circuit, right? So health is going to be a major, major component here for all the drivers. We even saw AlphaTauri's Pierre Gasly saying he has to go through acupuncture and physio before and after every race. So the porpoising is taking a toll on the spinal cord of all drivers and on their necks. So if they don't figure something out for the porpoising, we could actually see maybe Lewis Hamilton or George Russell not partake in a couple of races and see their reserve driver, Nyck de Vries, or even their Formula E driver, Stoffel Vandoorne, who used to be their reserve driver, come in for a couple of races just so that drivers can actually heal and be all good. So this porpoising effect is going to play a major, major role for all teams, because Daniel Ricciardo, for the first time with McLaren, said he actually faced porpoising issues as well. So if this keeps going forward, we could see a lot of drivers actually taking a break from races, especially with this extended calendar this season with 22 to 23 races. Drivers may be like, yeah, it's too much on our bodies, and we have to sit out to recuperate, to heal right, so that we can actually drive to our full potential.
And Mikhail, that's a very good point you make, because one of the things people that might be new to Formula One racing don't realize is that all of these teams pretty much at least have one reserve driver or one test driver that does a lot of testing for the teams, may not be one of the two racers in the actual race, but they're obviously on standby and kept on retainer to go ahead and do this should things come up like porpoising or any type of injury or anybody out due to COVID-19. We saw Sebastian Vettel miss a couple races earlier in the season because of that. Speaking of Sebastian Vettel, best finish of the season for him, placing sixth. And you did briefly mention Pierre Gasly of the AlphaTauris. P5, best position of the year for him. So good finishes for those guys. Another thing we did kind of see in the race, just to kind of wrap up a couple news and notes down the field board, Alpine, very good straight line speed, maybe could be a factor, kind of a dark horse to get in that top six or top 10 this week in Canada, because they did show speed. And as you mentioned, these are more power tracks. So Fernando Alonso, Esteban Ocon, and we'll talk about that a little bit in the pick segment, maybe somebody you could look for value in a top six or perhaps a top 10 finish. But nevertheless, let's get you updated on the standings, and we'll start with the Drivers' Championship. Max Verstappen, 150 points, now a 21-point lead over his teammate Sergio Perez. Max Verstappen was minus 175 last week to win the championship, now minus $3. So as his lead continues to expand, his price continues to go up. Sergio Perez got cut in the driver standings, was 20-1 last week, now 10-1 this week. Mikhail, before I get to the rest of those standings, explain, because I think you took a little shot down the board here with Mr. Perez.
Absolutely. I took Sergio Perez to win the Drivers' Championship. And this is going to be very interesting because Sergio Perez, who was out of contention before, is now actually fighting his way through the field by not actually fighting. We are seeing Carlos and Charles absolutely get out of this because of their reliability issues with their cars and the power units. So Sergio Perez is in a very, very good position right here. Max, one thing that we have not mentioned is that in the previous race here at Azerbaijan, had DRS issues. We actually had Christian Horner, team principal of Red Bull, get on the radio and say, hey, Max, don't use your DRS. Save it. Just race all the way to the finish line. And because they had over a 40-second lead before the third driver, they're like, yeah, but let's cruise all the way home. Don't use DRS. And another person that did have DRS issues is Yuki Tsunoda as well. So with Sergio Perez just sitting there, sitting nice and pretty, waiting for all the drivers ahead of him just to take themselves out with their reliability issues, he could actually possibly just be someone who's absolutely coming out from nowhere to win the Drivers' World Championship.
And yeah, Max Verstappen, Sergio Perez 1-2. Mikhail is in on Sergio Perez, who obviously has gotten really good finishes here, won the race in Monaco. So absolutely very live. And then we go down through the top six. Charles Leclerc, 116 points. He's now doubled in terms of the championship. He's still obviously the biggest threat to win pole position at all these races, has won six of the eight, but double the price from $1.75 to now 7-2 this week. George Russell of Mercedes also doubled his price. He is currently 40-1. He is at 99 points. Carlos Sainz, the other Ferrari, 83 points, and he's doubled in price, 150-1 to win the Drivers' Championship. Lewis Hamilton, 62 points. He is currently 45-1 to win the championship. Those are your top six. And then the top three in the constructors, Red Bull, 270 points. They have doubled. They are now minus $4 to win the Constructors' Championship. Ferrari at 199, a little bit less than plus $3 to win. And then Mercedes, they've pretty much been third all season, 161 points, 50-1 now to win the Constructors' Championship. So you can see, unless there is a seismic shift really in the Formula One season, that it is a two-team race. It is Red Bull and it is Ferrari, and Red Bull about to make it maybe a one-team race if they continue their current form, and we'll see if they continue their current form. On the other side here on Racing Lines, we are going to get into the Canadian Grand Prix, returning after a two-year absence at the Circuit Giles Villeneuve. On the other side, Racing Lines here on VSiN.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
This is Racing Lines, VSiN's Formula One betting show with the English racing expert, Mikhail Miranda. Here is Wes Reynolds.
Back here on Racing Lines, right here on VSiN, Wes Reynolds along with Mikhail Miranda. And we're going to get into this week's race, the ninth race of 22 on the Formula One 2022 schedule. And that is back in Montreal, Quebec, Canada for the first time, 2 year absence. Now back here in 22, it is the Circuit Gilles Villeneuve. And that is named after, of course, famous Formula One racer Gilles Villeneuve, whose son Jacques Villeneuve was also a Formula One world champion and also an Indy 500 winner. So one of the more historic tracks. It was first held back in 1978, so there's a ton of history here with the Canadian Grand Prix. Expect fans to be packed and to be excited, much like they were for the PGA Tour's return to north of the border last week. So, Mikhail, let's get in. Let's start to preview the Canadian Grand Prix. And I want you to reiterate a little bit what you talked about earlier, and that's the man that's been dominating the polls this year, Charles Leclerc, 6 of 8. But he's got some issues before he can get a 7th pole this week.
Yeah, absolutely. Charles has been absolutely on it with that one-lap performance. We know Ferrari have that pace and they can take poles. However, they don't seem to convert pole positions from qualifying into winning the Grand Prix in the race. Also, now Ferrari are in a very difficult position with reliability issues on their hydraulic system and their power units. We've all seen their customer team sort of suffer with this. So we're going to keep an eye on Charles. I do think he can take pole again here. However, this track is a low downforce track. There's a long straight that's going to come up, which we saw in Azerbaijan favors the Red Bulls. So we probably will be able to see Max Verstappen and Red Bull absolutely dominate this track as they did in Azerbaijan. We also have to watch, as I said, the reliability issues. If Ferrari do decide to take a new component, we could see them drop down the order in the race because they've already maxed out all their allotted power units and turbochargers and everything, so they could get a 10-place grid penalty for the race due to taking new components. So we have to watch out for all of that, because if that does happen, then we could actually see a new pace from Leclerc that he might be able to outdo the engine, or he might actually go easy on the engine and might not perform as well. So those are two things to keep an eye out with Ferrari.
Yeah, and just to recap, of course, we have not seen this race for 2 years, but if you remember the 2019 race when Sebastian Vettel was still with Ferrari, Charles Leclerc was his teammate back then, pretty much controlled the race, got a controversial penalty late in the race, and Lewis Hamilton ended up taking it. So, you know, this is a race that, as you mentioned, there's a lot of high braking zones, the heavy braking chicanes. You will get some overtaking here, a lot more than maybe you would have seen at Monaco a few weeks ago. But as you mentioned, long straights, low downforce, Red Bull, I think, clearly is going to have the race speed. We saw Alpine do very well as kind of a dark horse, those teams that really had that good straight line speed and a low downforce circuit. So we shall see. Charles Leclerc, I'm with you. I think, you look, until he stops winning poles, I think you kind of have to bet him. And you look right now as the fastest qualifier, Charles Leclerc, rightfully so, the favorite at DraftKings Sportsbook, and obviously shop around for the best price, minus $1.50. Max Verstappen at 5-2. Sergio Perez just a little bit less than 3-1. And then Carlos Sainz at 12-1. So that gives you your Red Bulls and your Ferraris, who pretty much dominated the polls in that regard this year. If you're looking for the race winner, why not? Max Verstappen minus 115. Now, keep in mind, as you listen to this, this is pre-qualifying prices, so you will get an adjustment after qualifying, and then obviously after the Friday practice sessions, the two practice sessions they will have in the afternoon up there in Montreal. Sergio Perez and Charles Leclerc, right about the same at 3-1 to go ahead and win this race. And then there's a pretty big drop off to Carlos Sainz, 20-1, George Russell, 30-1. And then you go really down the board, Lewis Hamilton, 35-1. Everybody else pretty much triple digits and above to go ahead and win this race. And also for the podium, you're going to lay a lot more minus prices. Max Verstappen, a little bit less than minus $4. Sergio Perez, right around minus $3. Charles Leclerc, minus $2.50. And then you get into the plus prices to get in the podium. And that's the top three, by the way, at the end of the race. Plus 175 for Carlos Sainz, 275 for George Russell, 350 for Lewis Hamilton, 9-1 for Lando Norris, and so on and so forth. And if you're looking for different props, I know DraftKings, a couple others, will give you various props throughout the race. Number of drivers to lead the Canadian Grand Prix. If you think it's only going to be one and somebody's going to lead the entire race, plus 450, two would be even money. Three would be about 5-2 plus 250, and then four, $9. And you're usually not going to see, that's why you're going to see these big odds. You're usually not going to see five or six leaders, even if the pit strategy or the weather gets kind of freaky here. And then first to retire, the favorite was Haas, 5-1. And we know that they had some problems, them and the Alfa Romeos, not only in Monaco, but you mentioned earlier, Mikhail, in terms of the engine issues that these guys had. So actually Haas and Ferrari are the favorites here because of the engine reliabilities. Haas and Alfa Romeo also have Ferrari engines. So that's why you're seeing them, I think, close to the favorite to retire for this race. And as always, if you're not looking to bet the race winner or the pole sitter, you can bet top six at DraftKings. You can bet top 10. And there's a lot of variety of props, and those will be populated throughout the market, really throughout the weekend. But Mikhail, before we get to my selections, I know you have a few. Let's get to what you got this weekend for Montreal.
Absolutely. So I've got Max Verstappen as an outright win at minus 130. My odds have come through board gaming because I can get props out here. They're the only sportsbook that does get props. So I've got Max Verstappen outright win at minus 130. Charles Leclerc at an outright win at plus 330. Now, I know a lot of people like, you just said he has engine issues. Why are you still looking at him? The reason I'm still looking at him is because when Ferrari have those things down, locked and good to go, they are absolutely dominant. No one can ever get close to them. No one can even touch them. So if Charles seems to have his problems sorted out before we get to Canada, we could see something amazing happen. He could actually dominate the entire track. I do have Yuki Tsunoda in the points finish. Haven't really talked about Yuki Tsunoda. He's been sort of in the background, not doing too much because Pierre Gasly seems to be taking the spotlight now. But Yuki Tsunoda was comfortably sitting in the points in P5 and P6 in Azerbaijan due to a DRS failure, was dropped out of the points. He was waved a black and orange flag. So I do think that AlphaTauri will have their DRS issues fixed for this race. And I do see him finishing in the points because, again, they have power units from Red Bull who are extremely fast in a straight line. So I do see him finishing in the points. A long shot now that I have is Alex Albon in the points at plus 650. This is going to be an extreme long shot, but he did finish P12 in Azerbaijan. And since we have a lot more straights and a lot less curves and just heavy braking points, Alex is very good at picking his braking points and turning in the car. So I do believe that he can get up there. It is a long shot, but again, he's got the pace, he's got the talent, and he's sort of got the car behind him to do that. So we'll see what he can do. I will be looking at Sebastian Vettel for a bet after free practice 2 and right before qualifying because I do think that he's got something. We've seen the Aston Martins actually now sort of have their stuff fixed and popping up there in their top 10. So I would take Sebastian Vettel in the top 10. We'll see what happens, but there's a lot going on with the Aston Martins this year. So I'll keep an eye on Sebastian Vettel. Wes, what do you have?
Yeah, I'm going to go again, and I've got just a few here. Charles Leclerc, minus 150 per pole. I'm going to keep betting it until he doesn't get a pole because he's gotten 6 of 8 this year. And then I'm going to go with Max Verstappen, and there are some places you could find there at some faraway places where he's even money to win the race. So he will be my race winner. I'm with you on one. You actually touched on one that I'm going to play. I'm going to play Sebastian Vettel at minus 140. I think he's got some momentum, at least. He doesn't have what it takes, or I don't think the car necessarily, to contend for a podium or a race win or anything like that. But he's got some momentum. Best finish of the year over in Azerbaijan. This is a guy that has really good knowledge of this track. Sebastian Vettel, of course, in much better cars over the years with the Red Bulls and the Ferraris when he was contending for wins. But I think track experience and track knowledge and know-how is going to matter here. So Sebastian Vettel, minus 140. And then in the top six, and you can get this at DraftKings, Plus 155 on Pierre Gasly, who I thought was exceptional in the straights on Azerbaijan. And we mentioned the AlphaTauris, the power tracks and the long straights. I think it really played to the strengths of those quasi Honda Red Bulls, whatever you want to call them. And I think that's going to be the same thing here in Canada. And then obviously we will ask our listeners, stay tuned, like look at the best bets guide on VSiN.com. Look at the daily newsletter if you're a subscriber and the daily emails that go out every morning. We will put some more bets that we may have after we've seen some of the practice sessions and the qualifying, perhaps some head-to-head matchups. Those will be populating in the market throughout the weekend. So looking forward to a great race here at the Canadian Grand Prix. We're going to be off next week, and the next Racing Lines podcast, that'll be the race week of July 3rd, and that'll be the British Grand Prix over at the Silverstone Circuit in Silverstone, England. So for Mikhail Miranda, Wes Reynolds here on Racing Lines. Keep it here, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.